Hi, I'm Ron Erskine. I'm the Dairy Extension Veterinarian from the College of Veterinary Medicine, Michigan State University.
This week out at the Great Lakes Regional Dairy Conference in Frankenmuth, starting the session off with some research that Extension is doing in Michigan. Can you share more about this program?
Sure. We're fortunate to get a five-year project by United States Department of Agriculture, National Institute of Food and Agriculture. And it was a $3 million grant, multi-institutional, so we have partners. The overall goal was to reduce mastitis, a very important disease in dairy cattle, and antibiotic use.
As far as the partners coming together, who are those and how is some of the work shared?
Sure, we're the lead institution, but we also have Penn State University, Florida A&M University, Mississippi State University, and Syracuse University. And the work is shared in that we are visiting dairy farms and working with producers in three different states, Pennsylvania, Florida, and of course, Michigan.
As far as the research, have you collected results now, or is the study still undergoing?
It is undergoing. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, we started the fifth of the 5 years, so we're kind of in the home stretch. And where we're at right now is we're still collecting information from dairy farms in Pennsylvania and Florida. We've kind of wrapped up most of our on-site visits here in Michigan. We've been in through one part of the study or another. We've probably been in over 100 farms in Michigan.
Looking at the causes of mastitis, what have you been able to find with connections and maybe prevention?
Well, actually, mastitis is a simple disease. The name of the game is to keep bacteria away from the teat end. And as far as causes and or new technologies or anything, there hasn't been a lot. Now, what we are doing in this project that is quite different is we're looking at the link of labor and employee training. We realize that in most dairy farms, even if it's a smaller dairy, but they're still hiring weekend help or evening help, that in many cases, hired employees are doing much of the milking, moving cows, in some cases treating cows. So we're trying to tackle that link, critical link, between employee training and education and the producers, you know, the protocols that they want done. And so we've developed what we feel is a very different approach to bringing in other players to educate the employees. From a extension standpoint, I spend a lot of my time educating veterinarians, producers, allied dairy professionals, and while that's all good at that level, frankly, don't have a lot of connection with the employees, and I'm really not the person to do it. So the model we have tried to set up are, for instance, using herd veterinarians to become our on-farm science teachers. And we're finding that with a little bit of teamwork, they really make excellent connections with the employees. And now I believe we also have a technology that can identify, let's say, learning opportunities, meaning we're missing some protocols in the parlor. And then this helps our teachers, if you will, to identify where they want to go with it.
What kind of impact can mastitis have on a herd and really detrimental to the dairy?
Sure. Well, mastitis costs the producers lots of money. It decreases the production capacity of the cow. It decreases her longevity, or she gets culled earlier. It can lead to more dramatic representation of it being clinical mastitis, which probably most dairies is still the number one reason why we use antibiotics in adult dairy cows. It certainly decreases milk quality, and hence that milk that's leaving the farm, the purchasers and the processors want the quality milk, the consumers want the quality milk. And then finally, let's just talk about the health of the cow. Mastitis impacts her health and well-being.
Ron, as you look to wrap up this research, how will it be used once you get all of the information and down the road?
We think that we've identified four producers and their veterinarians a better way to use tools such as individual somatic cell count testing. We've identified an evaluation in the parlor, this unique evaluation that I guess I'll say will let the cows vote on what they think about the milking procedure. rather than the human side. We'll let the cows vote. And then we take how the cows voted, how they liked the milking procedure, and then use that as a tool to help engage employees and so thus help the producers ensure that they get the protocols that they want done correctly in the parlor.
And Ron, any last advice for farmers?
If you have employees doing some of the chores, I would strongly recommend that you rethink how your employees get trained. I think it goes beyond training the how to do things. I think many farmers would be surprised how much employees want to know why they do things. And that's the difference. That's education versus training.